100.
Well, hey, good morning and welcome back. It's Dan McDonald. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our contest, and normally we do our Lotto contest, our OLG contest at 9:30. We had Dr. Wasim Saad on from the Windsor Regional Hospital, Chief of Staff of Windsor Regional Hospital this morning, and there were so many calls, we did not do it. So we are doing the OLG contest right now. I texted the folks who texted in asking when, so I gave you a heads up. Text the word jackpot. Jackpot is the name, is the word, and your name to 10800 for your chance to win $100 in Lotto 649 tickets. That includes 5 Lotto 649 quick pick plays, 5 encore for 5 upcoming draws. Text the word jackpot, all one word, and your name to 10800 right now. So we had a listener question. I mean, travel restrictions. We were talking about vaccine mandates and whatnot this morning with the doctor and how certain mixes of vaccines are not going to be recognized. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it's only going to be a matter of time before, you know, those who have a double dose of AstraZeneca or a mixed dose like me. I've got the AstraZeneca-Pfizer combo. A lot of people have other combos with AstraZeneca. I think it's only a matter of time before it is recognized and approved. I'm really hoping it is. I don't see how it can't be. But a lot of questions about travel that we're getting. A question from a listener: what do I need to do if I want to fly into and out of the U.S. during the pandemic? My question to you: would you jump through the hoops to go to the U.S.? Where have you traveled in Canada that you otherwise wouldn't have if the border was closed? Joining us on the phone, because I love talking to him about travel. He joins us quite often to talk about it. He knows a thing or two. President of Travel Secure, Marty Firestone. Good morning, Marty. Great talking to you as always.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So first off, the magic date for the U.S. potentially opening up the border to Canadians is this Friday. Do you think the U.S. is going to open up the doors to us the way we've opened to them?
You would think. So August 21st, that's our next little milestone date. I suspect they should open it up with some provisions, one of them being that you have to show proof of being fully vaccinated and a negative PCR test. But there are no guarantees behind this. They seem to have some concern about opening up the north border and the south border. So, I mean, maybe they're not open to wanting Mexico open right now, so they're not opening Canada. But at some point, this has got to get addressed. So let's try to be positive and believe that on Friday they're going to make an announcement. Yes.
Oh, I'm crossing my fingers and my toes right now for this. But this is a question that I got that kind of prompted us to call you this morning. This person wrote to me 2 days ago saying, "Hey, Dan, my family is looking to take a trip. We're looking to go to the U.S. by airplane. However, it is very confusing to figure out what type of testing I need to get for COVID to get into the U.S. And then what to get to come back. Wondering if you could have a travel expert on that you could consult and have a show about the current travel rules, because it seems everyone has a different view of what we're supposed to do." And they continue, I think you might like this. They said, "I've even tried to call Air Canada. Their lines are so busy they won't even put you on hold. In reading through all the gobbledygook, you need a PhD in science just to figure out what they want. Any help would be appreciated." So, Marty, a Canadian flying to the U.S., what do we need getting there and what do we need coming back as the rules are right now?
Yeah, this is the key word, as the rules are now. Mm-hmm. It's a fluid situation. But to simplify it, the individual would need to get a negative COVID test within 72 hours of heading south down to the States, okay? And here's the key, and really important for Windsor when you think about it, when that border does open up, hopefully the drive border on the 21st, if it does, okay?
Right.
This is the key. The 72-hour before is going to be fine, and assume you're staying down in the States for a period of time, you need one coming back 72 hours in advance of that trip back home into Canada. However, if the 70, without sounding too confusing here, if the 72-hour one is still in force because you only went over for the day, you don't need another one there to come back into Canada. So this is key, and I think people will find this very interesting. Those day trips, when they do open up, that will be something that they can use one test for both trips, if that makes any sense.
Well, that was my next question to you, because I am someone, I don't do a lot of vacationing over in the U.S., but I do, as you know, Windsor border city, I make trips over there. Back in the day, I mean, before COVID, I was going over 2-3 times a week sometimes for different shows, and I thought, well, you know, if I need a test to get there and a test to come back, that's, I'm not going. I mean, I got vaccinated. I'm just going to wait until my little vaccine passport is good enough. But so that's how it's going to be if they open the border up, the drive-through border, on this Friday, they make that announcement. That would be enough, getting the one negative test 72 hours in advance. That would get me over there, and I wouldn't need anything else to come back as long as I'm within that 72 hours.
Well, now let's keep in mind, sure. I'll hold that to the test. You still are going to need to complete the ArriveCan document coming home, and it's got to have your downloaded documents showing you are fully vaccinated. So let's not forget, you can avoid, there is no hotel quarantine anymore. That's gone. That's history. There is still a 14-day quarantine unless you can show that you've been double vaccinated. So your list coming home is going to be a negative test, showing you are negative, of course, within 72 hours. May it be the Canadian one when you went down because you're still there only a day. But you are still going to have to prove that you're fully vaccinated, which hopefully when there is a certificate passport, it's going to be a simple document. At this point, it is still needing to complete the ArriveCan document with proof of vaccination. Mm. So that would cover your reader's questions. But this can all change, and at some point, then there's the question about, can I go down to the U.S. with a mixed vaccine or an AstraZeneca that's the Covishield version versus the Oxford version? Just tremendous amount of uncertainty at this
yeah.
point.
As it stands, that's exactly where I am right now. I've got the mixed AstraZeneca and Pfizer. As the rules are this moment, would that be recognized as double vaxxed?
Well, flying over to the U.S. right now, there is no proof of any kind of vaccination required, so it's not even coming into the picture.
Okay.
When they announce on the 21st the new rules, they're going to have to address that even though AstraZeneca is not an approved drug in the U.S. at this point, will they still accept it because it is one of the approved drugs in Canada? So this is going to all come out very soon, and people are going to wait. My opinion, I cannot imagine they won't accept AstraZeneca in the U.S., okay? What other countries do internationally, I can't answer to, but the U.S. has got to accept the AstraZeneca, or they're not going to have any Canadians coming over, I can tell you that.
Oh, that or U.K. either, because I believe U.K. is mostly double-vaccinated AstraZeneca.
100%.
Yeah.
So that's a great point right there. And then, of course, how are they going to treat the Sputnik and the Chinese version? Because there'll be many visitors and international people coming into Canada with those vaccines. And how are they going to handle that? Right now, they're saying only the 4 approved vaccines that we have here in Canada.
Mm, yeah, that is going to be a sticky mess if it's not addressed neatly. And because, like you said, it's so fluid, it can be so confusing, it could change by the minute, literally. So as they stand now, do you think, too, and this might be wishful thinking on my part, and like I always say with you, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but do you think we're going to get to the point this year where if you are vaccinated, double vaccinated, and your vaccines are recognized, that you're good to go over and no testing needed, or are we even in that ballpark yet for 2021?
I think tests are still very much needed. It's been shown that people even that are coming with negative tests could still be passing it along because of the incubation period. So I don't think you can just go cold turkey here. I just don't think you can go from that to nothing while the pandemic is still, who's kidding who? That Delta variant is running wild right now. So nothing in the foreseeable future is going to avoid the negative COVID test requirement and the proof of being fully vaccinated. And that's what I think our life is going to be for at least summer of 2022, if not longer than that.
Yeah, I'm thinking so too. One more quick question, because I know that this is something I just got a text about it right now, actually. Insurance for those who are planning a trip, is there some type of insurance that we need to get now that maybe wouldn't have needed before COVID, but we should have right now if we are going to take a trip over to the U.S.?
Yeah, so last year, of course, at one point there was no coverage for COVID and people were very concerned and wouldn't travel because what if? Now they came out last year with a rider that you could add to your existing policy and it would cover you for COVID. So that was all good. And recently they just announced that if you have been fully vaccinated, you don't even need the rider anymore and you are fully covered for COVID. So from a medical insurance perspective, you are 100% covered if you are fully vaccinated for COVID. If you are not vaccinated or only have one shot, you can buy the rider still and get the coverage that way. So that's the only differences there. That is not a concern to people who travel. They will have coverage for COVID. And who's kidding who? If you're fully vaccinated, supposedly a mild flu-like case at best, not a ventilator, not an ICU. So I think that's all covered, and people should have some peace of mind with respect to that.
Well, fingers crossed for this Friday. And, you know, I'm sure whatever the announcement is, I'll probably be giving you a call next week, Marty. I always love having you on.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That is Marty Firestone, president of Travel Secure.